breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Retired military analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis says President-elect Donald Trump has good reason to seek greater control over the Panama Canal.
The fact is that it's been taken over by Chinese entities.
China's control over the canal, well, concealed.
That doesn't appear on the surface, but we know as the Chinese have helped construct ports throughout Latin America, about 40 of them, you know, that the Chinese communists have great influence throughout the region. And given the criticality and our past control of the Panama Canal, it makes sense that the United States wants to keep it neutral.
Colonel McGinnis spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Ballotpedia editor-at-large Scott Rasmussen says this election cycle spelled the beginning of the end for trust in the legacy media.
I think this was the election where they lost control of the narrative, and it is going to be a long and difficult process to restore trust.
The latest Rasmussen poll finds cable news outlets are now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, and a majority of voters say media bias is getting worse. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's selective commutations for federal death row inmates this week sent a cruel message to the families of those victims.
So what message does that send to those 37 families and their friends and their fellow police officers who were shot or killed or tortured in cold blood, that your loved one is expendable? Your loved one is not politically inconvenient, so we're going to let his murderer get off.
Cotton told the Salem Radio Network the president showed a political rather than an ethical motivation by maintaining the death sentences for the most politically inconvenient killers. More from townhall.com.
Right now with an important alert. Home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's Equity Protect.
Aviation experts suggest
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Mostly cloudy skies across eastern Missouri today. It's mild with a high temperature in the upper 50s. Tonight, rain will return overnight with a low in the upper 40s. Still some rain in the morning Sunday, then slow clearing in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. And then for Monday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid 50s. Looks like New Year's Eve, we'll see some scattered showers and colder. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
Frustrated with old, stained, cracked, or plain dull concrete? Stonecraft Epoxy Resurfacing is your one-stop shop, producing some of the most beautiful concrete surfaces in the country. They're family-owned and serve the greater St. Louis area with unparalleled prep and warranty. Owner Sean Wolf is known as the Concrete Doctor. With nearly 20 years of experience and innovations, words can't describe Stonecraft's exceptional work. So see for yourself at StonecraftSTL.com. Call 314-665-3126. Stonecraft Epoxy Resurfacing, making concrete great. Great again.
The Real Talk Radio Network presents Liberal Meltdowns.
No, 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 no.
What the hell? You cannot be serious. How did I wake up to this garbage as my president? That's right, garbage.
I'm a trans woman with a baby on the way. What am I going to do, keep it?
They're idiots, dude. They're idiots.
While the liberals are melting down, we're
you're heating up. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Shield Maidens of Missouri with Stacy Shore. Now, here's Stacy.
Welcome to Shield Maidens of Missouri. I am Stacy Shore with my friend Lisa Panette. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. Like, what a great time of year to spend with, you know, family, extended family. It's just so great. Celebrate Christ. I mean, if the whole rest of the year could go like that, it would just be amazing.
It was great. We had some sickness in my house, but in a way that was okay because we stayed in our pajamas all day and did all the things. But last night we had just the most incredible devotional that talked about the prophecies of the Bible and just the probability. If you've never studied the probability of the prophecies that came before the birth of Jesus, and to take even 8 of those and the probability that they would all come true. Lots to talk about this week again. In fact, in some ways, I'm tired of talking about the things that we feel like we need to talk about. Yeah. But as we emerge into the new year, which is 2025, I know you have studied the new bills that have been pre-filed at length. You're watching those get filed. And so it gives you a good glimpse into what we're looking at. So can you give us a brief idea on what you're seeing there?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say at this point, some of the things that we can anticipate from this year, it looks like there's a lot of electric. Looks like there's going to be probably some form of an omnibus electric bill. I'd like to tell the people that's going to be a good thing for us, but it's probably not. The last time we had an omnibus electric bill, it's where they mandated solar and wind, which doesn't work, which allowed them to basically skyrocket your electric prices, even if you weren't using electricity. Mm. So if you reduced your electricity, there was something in that past electric omnibus bill that was called an energy efficiency investment fund, I believe, that's on your bill. And that is, they can just make up whatever number that they like to make up, to compensate themselves for whatever electricity that you have reduced by, the amount that you reduced by. So there's a lot of bad things on the horizon. I would say, you know, I'd like to say there's something good, but I haven't found a good electric lobbyist at this point. I've only found bad ones, so I just wouldn't anticipate them writing something that's going to save the people a lot of money. Mm-mm. Or not bring in green energy, etc.
Well, I think that when we took a look last session at the Public Service Commission, and we see who sits on that board, they are former senators and state reps that are establishment. So to assume that they're going to advocate on behalf of the people, when I believe those commissioners of the Public Service Commission are appointed by the governor, they're going to do what the establishment wants them to do. And I believe that's a paid position. So when we look at, again, and we've talked about this a lot, but you are seeing some of the most liberal corporations in America anchor themselves in Missouri. Why is Google spending $1 billion putting a data center in North Kansas City? Why is Meta, Facebook, doing the same in Missouri? And so when you sat in hearings last year and you listened to what those hearings talked about, it's that these data centers burn an inordinate amount of electricity. They're after our natural resources, Missouri. They want our natural resources, which are precious to us. We're also watching the water bills. But with these data centers, remember, they take a huge amount of power, electricity, so we should be charging them more to be in Missouri, not less. But with the legislature we have and have had, they are jockeying, if I remember correctly from last year, they want some kind of a rebate in Missouri, like a quote tax credit, but some kind of a rebate for electricity. But that will only pass on a bigger cost to Missourians because we're going to give them the ability to be charged less for the electricity that they're going to use far too much of.
That's right. And it won't even be that they're charging them less. They're actually asking for pre-allocated electricity amounts. So that means if they use 80% of our electricity, that only leaves 20% for the rest of Missouri. So they're going to get it first. It will be pre-allocated to them. And I think that's more egregious than even giving it to them at a discount. It's a slap in the face to the normal Missourians that they're going to get the leftovers.
I think it's so interesting, especially as the economy has been very, very difficult for so many people listening to the show right now. And when we have seen things like peak usage rates, when you need air conditioning in the middle of the day because you're either home with your children or you're a retired grandma who's home during the middle of the day and you need electricity for your air conditioner, they're charging you more during peak usage hours. And so rather than trying to address the cost of electricity, that's not what's happening. They're increasing. And also, we've talked about this before on our shows, and I encourage people to go back to Shield Maidens of Missouri at Substack and listen to former podcasts about these things because you'll find a lot of history there. And it is a great running history of what you've seen in the legislature, Lisa. Mm-hmm. But I think that to know that we should watch electricity, that's a big deal because, again, the most liberal, think about how liberal, you know, Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, and Google, how incredibly liberal they've been. Why are they in our state? And we're shutting down the coal fire plants, are we not?
Yeah. And not just shutting them down. I think this is another important note here. We're not just shutting them down. They're reducing them to rubble. They're taking them and bulldozing them so that if we ever get in a spot again to where we're like, we're in trouble and we need to put those coal plants back in service, there will be no way to do that. They've been reduced to rubble. So this is what they're doing and they don't talk about it.
Yeah. So we don't have the option because to build another coal fire plant, to build another one, how many years? I heard it last year, but do you remember what that would take to put another one into working order? How many years would that take? Do you remember?
Well, when they're talking about the nuclear, I know that they've thrown around the amounts 15 to 30 were the years that they said to put a nuclear on. Now, we are also talking about small nuclear facilities. And I just do give a little word of caution there about these small nuclear because we have tied those back to Bill Gates. So when we're talking about them, even if they, I don't know if they're a good idea or a bad idea.
Right.
I think it would take, you know, a lot more education to figure out really where I stand because I've been getting a lot of information, Stacey, you know, we do this and we get a lot of information poured in. And a lot of that is saying that those are not safe. I don't know. I haven't looked into it myself. Others are saying that they haven't really been tested. And so because of that testing, that there's certain protocol that would definitely need to take place. Others think it could be a good idea to use these small nuclear. But my biggest caution right now, without being educated really in the depths of that issue, is more who is behind them.
Right.
And Bill Gates is the one behind these small nuclear facilities. So that gives me a lot of caution to go in saying, okay, I don't personally believe that Bill Gates has my best interest at heart.
No.
Or cares if they're safe.
I mean, again, like we talked about when I heard myself say it, when you realize that he has become the apex of Common Core education in the United States, set up a foundation where he didn't have to pay taxes on the gazillions of dollars that he earned. He just establishes a foundation, much like Bill and Hillary Clinton. Obama has a foundation. And so Under the guise of philanthropy, they give grants to advance their agenda, all tax-free. So to know that he's anchored himself with Monsanto, which is Bayer, in Missouri, and now they're under the big tent or the umbrella of calling themselves farmers. We're going to talk about that as we go into the next segment, but we're going to watch the electricity. I want to talk about the water, and then let's talk about Bill Gates and the example that we used last week, and we'll get into that when we come into our next segment. Stay with us.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed From The Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right, grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no MNRA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on, even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
Ultimate Defense Firing Range in St. Peter's provides the knowledge, tools, and experience to protect yourself and the people you care about. With 18 state-of-the-art indoor lanes and training courses for all skill levels, you'll be prepared to stop a threat when it matters most. Their expert team can guide you in selecting the perfect firearms for your needs. They also buy guns, everything from single firearms to entire collections. Ultimate Defense, conveniently located off Highway 79 in St. Peter's. Visit udrange.com to learn more. That's the sound of thousands and thousands of cars passing the new Real Talk Radio location every single day. We've just relocated to a prime spot on Highway 70 with eye-catching signage you can't miss, bringing more and more listeners to the Real Talk Radio Network. With our new location and millions of hits on our website, you can support the Real Talk Radio Network and get your message out to our loyal listeners. Contact the Real Talk Radio Network today at 636-299-3702.
The voice of the next generation of conservatives. Charlie Kirk with strong conservative values.
The respect of individual rights, that all of us are made in the image of God, and that the people are the sovereign, and that the people in charge, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, county clerks, they're there because of the permission of their voters. The voters have the power. The people are sovereign. This is Charlie Kirk, and I'm proud to be part of the Real Talk Radio Network. Tune in to the Charlie Kirk Show Monday through Friday at 11 to 2 p.m. to get the news before it's news.
The Rob Carter Show.
It is time to shine in the Show Me State. With a super majority of Republicans in Missouri, we still have DEI in schools. We still have to pay personal property taxes, and half of our budget comes from the feds. Are GOP voters getting hustled? Join me. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. on The Rob Carter Show.
The Rob Carter Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Every life is a precious gift.
We are talking about protecting children.
I may not have a voice, but I'm more than a choice. I'm as real as the heartbeat you hear.
I have not been able to sleep at all with this abortion killing a baby to full term. There is no conscience left anymore.
At the Real Talk Radio Network, we believe in standing up for the voiceless, those who cannot speak for themselves.
God bless.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
The truth is here on the Real Talk Radio Network.
All right, we've talked about electricity. Is there anything about water so far?
Oh, yeah. So the same water bills that we were seeing last year are up again, where they're talking about, you know, we can't export the water except they're going to whoever they want.
Right.
So that's a rude.
So that water bill was interesting because, again, it is as simple as this. If you control the water, you control the people. So the natural resource that Missouri has that's prized, and you've talked about riparian rights in Missouri and how we have very unique and individualized rights called riparian rights. Mm-hmm. But when you understand that American Water is not an American-owned company, that they are lobbying in your capital to be able to transport water, they've carved themselves out of much of this language in order to export water And then you look at the Trans-American Corridor, and again, all of this is on prior Substacks that we've done. When you start to understand the connect those dots, then all of it starts to make sense. It's railway, it's water, it's so much of what we're fighting and trying to consistently stay sovereign state and not just completely hand over the authority and our sovereignty to people that don't have our best interest, to public-private partnerships, to the federal government. It's crazy to me that we call ourselves a super red, super majority state, Republican state. We sure don't act like it, do we?
No, we don't. The other things that I would say that we need to keep an eye out for this session, which I think these bills look like they're shaping up for, one is public safety, some form of a public safety bill. I think that people need to be concerned that the state is just going to usurp control over everything local, because you might have some places like St. Louis that are a complete mess. But what I would say is, you know, be careful. Be careful what you wish for, because you don't want a state totalitarian, you know, institution basically created in the root of something. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste, they say. You know, and that applies to both political parties. The other thing that I'm saying is emergency medical services. And I think that there will be some sort of a omnibus probably created regarding emergency medical services, EMT workers, how they're given loans, things like that. And we normally see little things like this, Stacey, every session now, where one, like they'll carve out one little entity, if it's the nurses or the doctors or
pharmacists,
the healthcare worker, like whatever it is, they carve it out and then they say, you know, we're going to give a loan forgiveness program to this group of people. And if they go to school for this, we're going to forgive their loans, but they have to follow all our rules or they're going to have to pay all the loans back. Now, that's not good for two reasons. I mean, for one, we're creating a socialist economy by doing that. My husband's father, he came from England, and he escaped that model where they decided, you know, everybody basically was going to get this free schooling, and it would be upper level, lower level. I mean, all the schooling was free, but they determined who you were going to be. That is workforce development. When That's they right. use that term, that's, you know, they are preparing you not just for a workforce, but they're deciding you're a hammer, you're a screw, you're a this, you're a that. Well, who you're going to be, you're the plumber, you're the one that gets to be the elite professor, but this one over here is the plumber, and this one over here is the baker. Make no mistake, they are setting up the system. And when you talk about all these forgiveness of loans, this is not good for the people. This is creating a socialist economy. And by the way, they're going to have to follow all their rules. So if you think of COVID and the
compliance,
nurses,
it's all about compliance.
That if you didn't want to get the vaccination, well, guess what? If they put that as a prerequisite to these loans in the midst of taking your loans, then you have to repay back all those loans. And this is going to be weaponized against the people. And in my opinion, after what we've gone through with COVID, it's not a if, it's a when.
That's right. I think that, again, you know, my background is in education as far as being a grassroots activist. And that is what Common Core is all about. That by the time you have a fourth or fifth grader, they have to declare what they want to be when they grow up. And the beauty of America has always been to be thought leaders, to be able to teach our children how to write, how to read, how to play an instrument, how to do a sport. Like, they never had to choose. So why today is our workforce all about you have to have a certificate? Like these ACT work-ready communities, and that should be a show in and of itself. But they get all of these local businesses to buy in and say, Chamber of Commerce, make all of the people who apply for a job here get a work certificate to prove that they are worthy to work for my establishment. Most of the businesses are unsuspecting, but the fact is, really break down the fact that they're going to have a man in his 50s or 60s who's trying to get a job as a mechanic. If that business in your town signs on to be a work-ready business by the chamber, then those people have to go take an ACT test. Now, what are they measuring, Lisa? Social, emotional, aptitudes? Yes, they are. And so if you don't pass their test and get your certificate, then you have to go into remediation. How many 60-year-old men do you think are going to want to do that? But to your point, and we're about to head into another segment, but what I want to talk about also is the word unity.
Yes.
Now, how often have you seen the word unity used as of late when it comes to the Republican Party?
Well, I haven't seen it until late. And this last year, it's all about unity, man. That they really have taken this to the next level. They want us to be unified under their banner, for sure.
Right. And we're going to talk about Peter Kinder, the word unity and purity and what that means to the party in our last segment. So you're going to want to stick around for that. But the whole idea of purity, it just, I don't know, it just couldn't move away from it. Like this whole idea of just unity. So in doing research, it started to spill into other research. And do you realize that like Adolf Hitler had a unity committee? That Mao, the Chinese dictator that murdered millions of people, he considered the Chinese party to be the party of unity, the Communist Party of China. I mean, Che Guevara, he talked about unity ad nauseum. You can go into all of these dictators and all of these truly Marxist communist regimes across history and the world, and they all constantly beat the drum of unity. So when you talk about unity, that's great if it's something that you really do need to be unified in. But when it's unity, when it comes to your thought process or what you believe in, or the fact that you should never stand up, you should never make leadership look bad because you're pointing out the obvious. And in doing so, you're waking up the rest of Missouri. We have that happening right now with the race for the Speaker of the House of Missouri. The same kind of thing is happening in the state of Texas. The same thing is happening right now at the federal level with Mike Johnson and the continuing resolution that brought in disgusting amounts of pork into the federal budget to the tune of billions and billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, 1,600 pages. Mm-hmm. So it's like when we start to look at this idea of unity, where have all the good men gone? We don't want to be unified in thought, in purpose, maybe. But when we squelch the freedom of speech, people can't have a different opinion or idea. That's dangerous. That's not the American way. That's something completely different. So I think unity can be a very dangerous term. So when you start hearing it and seeing it over and over again with total repetition, it should cause some red flags. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some things that we've been doing research on with State Representative Holly Jones. She surprised a lot of people in Missouri when she came out on 93.3 Real Talk Radio and said that she is going to support John Patterson for Speaker. Why does that surprise a lot of people? Well, she says she's very conservative. So the question remains, then why are you supporting someone who's ultra-liberal, who doesn't vote with most Republicans most of the time? How do you feel okay about supporting a man whose belief system politically is what appears to be diametrically opposed to your own? So that has been something that we're watching really carefully. But in looking at that, she had sponsored, and we'll go into this in the next segment, but she had sponsored two bills, and you probably remember, Lisa, the intent of both bills were excellent. There was some verbiage in both bills that were questionable to some degree, but nothing that couldn't have been fixed. HB 1169 and HB 1130. One bill dealt with mRNA and gene therapies having to be disclosed in any products that you use or ingested, like vaccines, food, cosmetics. There had to be a label. The other one was a COVID bill that just said you can't discriminate. If kids don't have a vaccine to go to school, they don't need one. And you can't fire someone for not getting the vaccine. It was pretty straightforward, to be honest. Really, really, both bills, the intent of both bills were excellent. Do you remember those bills?
Yes, I do. Yeah. They were both very good. And I remember sitting down and having conversations with her. Now, I did tell her that I would not have moved HB 1130, the COVID bill, the way that it was, because, and I can tell you exactly why, Stacey, on page 5.
Let's come back to that because we're coming into our second break. Okay. When we come back, tell us all about that. We'll be right back.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPont, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool!
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North Fifth Street in DuPont, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
You have heard of staycations, but the kiddie pool in the backyard is not exactly staycation worthy.
All right, kids, cannonball!
Go, Dad!
Pools are so much more than just a place to catch a tan and relax. They are a place to make family memories that will last a lifetime.
With 50 years of experience creating custom concrete or fiberglass pools, Blue Haven can design a new pool that fits your family or remodel that old pool that's seen better days. Visit their 5,000-square-foot showroom in St. Peter's. Blue Haven Pools, online at bluehavenofstlouis.com.
Sister Chicks Flowers in Union, Missouri is your local florist and gift shop. Sister Chicks offers a wide variety of floral designs for every occasion, from weddings and parties to holidays and losses. Sister Chicks is locally owned and we're celebrating 10 years in the community. We support the Second Amendment, our law enforcement, and we strive to carry many products made in America. Sister Chicks Flowers, 636-388-2262 or sisterchicksflowers.com.
Wear your love of freedom with Real Talk Radio Network merchandise and apparel.
From stylish caps, t-shirts, hoodies, and more.
Wear your true colors of the red, white, and blue.
Every purchase supports the conservative values we cherish so much, as well as the Real Talk Radio Network.
Shop now. Visit our website for great gifts and apparel at realtalk933.com.
Visit realtalk933.com today and order your Real Talk Radio apparel.
That's realtalk933.com.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
With our new tower, the signal is much stronger, reaching more listeners and making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-370.
The Department of Health and Human Services spend $419,470 of your money to determine if lonely rats seek cocaine more than happy rats. And I hate to laugh, but this is your money,
wow.
My money, our money just being wasted.
Unbelievable.
Weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Keep this frequency clear.
The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are.
What's the frequency, Canada?
In St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
The Steelville Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The voice of freedom. This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Okay, Lisa, so you were telling us about HB 1130 with Holly Jones, and why you didn't think that it should be actually advanced without some changes.
So I had some real reservations, and it was on page 5 of the bill. It actually said that any individual who declines to comply with the countermeasures described may be required to participate in isolation or quarantine. So I would say this. First of all, COVID, in my opinion, was a dry run and not as bad as this can get by definition. By definition, this quarantining can get worse. They can actually remove you from your home and put you somewhere else. They can do that. And so even though all these things said you can't do X, Y, and Z, which was fabulous, it was allowing this loophole to be required basically to be to just submit to isolation or quarantine. And isolation does not have to be in your own home like we just witnessed, right? Like that is one. But it doesn't have to be that way. They could actually take you. And this can also be based not just on the law, but as page 6 lays out in her bill, it could also be based upon a rule that they do this. Now, do I think Holly Jones intended to do this? Absolutely. I do not. I think that, and by the way, I think that's why she didn't want it that moved forward in particular. They wanted to look at another bill to move forward, and I think they were working on that. But I think everything that she had was well-intended. I think the intentions behind them were solid. I don't think she meant for these things even to be in there. I think they probably got slipped in there on her. So, I mean, I think everything that she was doing was really, really good and solid, at least in intent. And there were things that could have been changed and should have been changed to make it better and even move forward. So, I mean, I don't have any criticisms of her with that. I think the criticisms that we have don't lie with Holly there. They actually lie with leadership, because what we're saying is I think you and I, Stacey, have just wanted Holly to come out and others to say, this is how the game's being played.
Right.
They're stalling out our stuff. It can't see the light of day. So even though I have these solid bills, they can't see the light of day. And that's not Holly's fault. That is the fault of leadership. That was Plocker. Right. And now it will be Patterson. It won't be any different.
Well, it was Patterson as the floor leader during this time. And what I want to say about the bill, the word you're talking to it about isn't quarantine, it's isolation. And those are two totally separate words.
Yes.
And again, those are things we didn't like. However, do we believe the premise of the bill was good? Absolutely. Did there need to be some changes made to it for people to really get on board and not, you know, have to take a poison pill, take the good with the bad, or all the good language is undone with like two paragraphs, like on the fifth page? We just want things to be cut and dried. When you send something to research in the basement, it doesn't come back to you bastardized with something slipped in there that is the poison pill. So the point is, with Holly Jones, you know, she says that John Patterson is always willing to talk with her when he was the floor leader. The point that we're making is he had two really good intended bills. Did they need a little work? Yeah, they did. But was your intention unquestionably good? Yes, it appears it was. So where we're at is when you say, well, he would sit down and talk with me. Your bill did not even make it out of committee, one bill. And the other one, it appears, did not even get a hearing. So when you talk about what a great leader John Patterson has been to you and that he'll talk to you, he certainly hasn't helped you advance the reason you ran for election. It appears, and again, I'd love to hear Holly's side, but the second part of it is that while we all agree, we love the premise of your bills and what you were trying to accomplish, but why the very next session did you abandon both of those bills? It appeared they were the bills that you ran to bring to Missouri, and you had wide support in the grassroots for those two bills. But in the next session, 2024, you didn't even sponsor those bills. You didn't submit them. And so far in the pre-files for 2025, we don't see any trace of those bills. Why? Because I would argue, you know, they have no path with leadership yet. You're willing to die on the sword and fight for someone you know will never advance what used to be your priorities. And I think that's really sad. So if I'm wrong, I am well open to being wrong. The other thing I want to talk about, because I know that she said something to you about, you know, how disgusting that we would dare like snicker about the G, I can't remember the name of the bill, but was it the G bill or G day bill or something?
Yeah, one of those bills. And yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is, you know, we, let's just talk about why we even brought it up. So we brought it up because when you see this G Day, or let's say Ben Franklin Day, or let's see, you know, just name the day, okay, mm-hmm. George Washington Day, that we snicker about that, not because who it was,
no,
not because what it stands for, but because we feel like we're almost at war right now, Stacey. Like, really, that's how we feel like we're fighting for the very extinct, like
our most basic fundamental human rights.
Yes,
are in jeopardy when you're losing state. Your rights to water and electricity, yeah. And just the simple, most basic rights that we should have, just to have freedom of speech and be able to choose whether or not we're vaccinated. I mean, just simple things. And we can't get one good bill across the line, and people are sponsoring all these, I mean, bills that don't make sense, or they're constituent related, but you should be bringing back.
Feel good.
Yeah, she should be bringing back her COVID and her mRNA bill, but instead there's some G-Day bill. And yeah, so.
And I'm sure this is a lovely little girl.
Yes.
And so I'm just going to say this, because I haven't talked about this with you, Stacey, but I want to talk about it now, because I'm sure this is a lovely girl. I'm sure this is a wonderful cause. And truly, if we wanted to do something to help for that, I think we should look at meal trains for the family. I think we should look at prayer trains for the family. Like, how can we really impact something that's going to move the ball for this little girl? And I'm about that all day long. But I want to talk about my own daughter. So I've got a daughter that had a 0% chance for survival. 0%. She had a congenital diaphragmatic hernia. And it was severe because she didn't have one, basically. And that was a congenital situation. Well, guess what? This is also, this little girl that she has with this day is also a genetic condition. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about it by bringing awareness to it, just the same as my daughter. So if I came in and I brought a CDH day to the Capitol, what am I really doing to move the ball? It's a feel good for me. But how many feel goods are there, and who gets to be the feel good? I mean, because there's plenty of children out there that are victims of cancer and everything else. Are we going to have a feel good day? Is this what we are about? And I think we need to have honest discussions. I think that's why Trump has had the traction that he has, because he's willing to have the honest conversations with the people. And if we're being honest with the people, part of that is, what does this really do at the end of the day? We need them in there fighting for us and doing what they can legislatively. It's not an attack on the little girl. We would do anything for the little girl, I'm sure. Okay. I'm so grieved by the situation. You're talking to a mother who was given a 0% chance for survival. And by the way, my daughter had multiple surgeries, went on a feeding tube, was on a feeding tube for 2 years that I had to feed her through a feeding tube and burp her through a feeding tube. So I understand being in these situations with your children. I'm not downplaying it. I'm saying, what can the legislature really do?
Mm-hmm.
When we have legislators, they're using their time and their energy for that. Guess what? They're not doing for things that they actually can move the ball for. They can protect her from that same child actually being forced vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually protect that child from being forced quarantined or isolated. Mm-hmm. They can protect that child if they would need a transplant, that it's not an mRNA transplant. These very bills that she has that are good to not really moving it to move the ball. And so I just hope that I can speak into that, because I don't like really speaking about my daughter, because it's just been a God blessing that we've gone to the other side of that. But I feel like it's very important, because like this, I feel like it's been blown up about this little girl, mm-hmm. and it isn't snickering about the little girl. It's not about the conditioning. It's snickering about how many days and who gets to be the one on the highway. Okay. Because we've got Justin Brown, that his father was just named in the highway, and they all go in because they all have to be, oh yes, 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 that's wonderful. And it's politicized right now. We're in a political climate. How many Republican highways can we get? How many?
That really should be at the county level. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing things. We're wasting so much time on things that are constituent based. But we really need to move the ball for Missouri. We're coming up on our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw with Retirement Advisory Group. Are you worried about market volatility in this election year? Are you concerned your money won't last you through retirement?
Hi, I'm Tammy Kershaw, and as a family-owned business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you're nearing retirement or already retired. We have a lot of folks that aren't aware of all the new investment choices that are available, which give you growth and protection from losses at the same time. Are you aware of all the fees that you are currently paying? We can show you how to avoid those fees. So come in now for your free retirement review and get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. Let us show you how to retire with confidence.
We are proud to say we haven't lost a penny of our clients' money in 38 years, and we won't lose a penny of yours either. Let our family help your family. Call us now at 314-993-9494 or go online to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
The truth is here.
A very important voice, and we appreciate it. We need it.
The Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Thank you for speaking into that, Lisa. I think it's super important. And again, for the little girl, this isn't about the fact that we don't support this little girl. It's about Holly deflecting and not wanting to talk about the real issues at hand and propping up a little girl in her illness and saying, how dare you snicker? That is not what we're doing. We're both mothers. We would never do that. The fact is, we're tired of it. We're tired of the deflection. We're tired of her not answering the real questions and making this about something that it's not. So that being said, in our last segment, I want to talk about the difference. And actually, if people will go to Shield Maidens of Missouri at Substack, if they'll go to our Substack and look at a post, we're contrasting the difference between what the Republican Party is talking about ad nauseum, which is unity versus purity. And there was an article that came out this week that had Peter Kinder, had a quote from Peter Kinder. And he's talking about party purity, like passing the purity test in Missouri. Did you by any chance see that, Lisa?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. So I just want people to see what he said. And it says, I don't believe we ought to be able to amend our... I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Hang on 1 second. Some of the people that are now, this is Peter Kinder, some of those people who are now calling for, quote, purity test, that is if you toe the line on our checklist of issues, and if you don't pass it, you may not run as a Republican, and you will be cast into the outer darkness, said Kinder on a radio show, apparently. I have set my face against that approach. I am opposed to the purity test. Do you have anything to say to that, Lisa?
I am very sure. Is opposed to purity tests because I feel very certain he can pass. If hanging out in strip clubs was part of the assessment, he is definitely going to fail the purity test.
Right.
So
I just am amazed. So what I would just say to the people listening, Peter Kinder is slated, if the governor, if Andrew Bailey, your attorney general, if Vivek Malik, who's the treasurer, all establishment guys, they're all endorsing Peter Kinder to be the chairman of the Missouri Grand Old Party, the Missouri Republican Party. They want him to be the chairman, the face of the Republican Party in Missouri. There are a lot of us who have very long memories and remember that Peter Kinder has a very stained past when it comes to some of his, he frequented the strip clubs. And, you know, there was a whole time period when he was running for governor that this haunted him. It still haunts him and it should haunt him. Am I right? I mean, am I the only person that thinks this way? We have moved the Republican Party so far away from Christian core fundamental values that if people went to Jefferson City on a Greyhound bus and we brought three Greyhound buses and we were all invisible and we could watch the things that were going on in Jefferson City with all these men who proclaim their Christianity, some of them are pastors. And some of the things that they promote, some of the bills that they sponsor, and some of the places they visit with people they shouldn't be there with would astound most people. I don't think people understand how bad it's gotten. So to look back to 2011 when Peter Kinder was running for governor, it was bad enough that the true grassroots Christians of Missouri, they said, no, if you run for governor, then we will never support you. To the point that he had to drop out almost immediately upon his declaration of running for governor. He had to drop out. Do you remember?
So I remember him going in, and I remember the establishment needing a splitting of the vote. And so that's what I remember routinely about Peter Kinder, is they seem to pull him from the strip club whenever he's needed as the ace in the hole to go in to be a spoiler. And so what it looks like to me is, once again, they've looked around, they've assessed the situation, and they're like, we might get a real conservative as the head of the Missouri GOP.
God forbid.
And we need a spoiler. So somebody go round up Peter Kinder from the strip club.
Go get Peter Kinder, the old bones. You know, old guy that has a horrible record, a horrible past. Let me, this is from the Columbia Daily Tribune in 2011. There was a picture taken of Kinder and this penthouse playmate or whatever they call him. The picture features them together, was taken earlier this year when Kinder walked into a St. Louis bar where the pantless female waitress wear tight spandex shorts that Chapman worked for at the time. Kinder said, this is rich, he just stopped into that bar to go to the bathroom, Lisa. I mean, nothing more, okay? Just stopped into that bar that he had admitted to frequenting more than 10 times. And she said it was way more than that. So he gets caught in this, right? But what happened, David Humphreys, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. In a statement yesterday, the campaign said Kinder continues to have the strong backing of party leaders, elected officials, grassroots supporters, and Missourians from all across the state. However, one prominent backer already had heard enough. David Humphreys, whose family owns Tamco Building Products in Joplin, told the news site Politico that he is withdrawing his support from Kinder based on his strip club visits. If I had known this about him, I would have not supported him in the past, Humphreys told Politico. Humphreys said that if Kinder remains the GOP nominee, he'll support the governor, Jay Nixon. So that's how far he went, right? Like a major Republican backer. I mean, have you known? Do you know who the Humphreys are? I mean, they've been big Republican donors for a long time, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was also an email from Springfield Republican Tim Garrison to other members of the party's Green County Committee. And he says, Mr. Kinder's presence at the top of the statewide ticket implies a toleration of his conduct by the state party, thereby eviscerating any credibility his supporters have as proponents of conservative social values. Those are really strong words. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that we're looking at these like comments that date back several years, But this is what Tim Garrison went on to say, and this part really got me. He says, I'm sorry, but the price of cavorting with penthouse pets in your 40s is that you don't get to be the governor of a Bible Belt state in your 50s, Garrison said. The Republican Party claims to be the party of personal responsibility. It's time to put actions to those words and ask Mr. Kinder to step aside. Now, I don't know, Lisa, but if you're a Christian, conservative, Republican in Missouri, do those words still not ring true? Or somehow has the Republican Party in Missouri erased those words and now 10 years later, they're not applicable any longer?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a fight for what the Republican Party really does stand for. And I think what you see is the majority of the party actually stands for true conservative values, including social moral values, those same things. But at the same time, I find a little irony in it. At the same time that they're boosting Peter Kinder, they're also boosting Patterson, right?
Right.
So someone that really thinks it's fine to cut off little boys' private parts mm-hmm. and girls' private parts to get whatever, right? To mm-hmm. harm children, really sexually mm-hmm. harm children. They think that's fine as a speaker establishment. Mm-hmm. And the establishment also thinks that putting as the head of the Republican Party someone that frequents strip clubs is also good representation for the Republican Party.
We've lost our way, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we continue to support this, we're coming to the end of this hour, and we respectfully ask Peter Kinder to step aside from consideration to be the GOP chair in Missouri. You're not the right person. We hope that you are reformed and you're living a nice, quiet life somewhere else. But we don't want you to represent the Republican Party in Missouri. We want a new direction. We don't want the old guys that are stained from the sins of the past. We have to move forward. We thank you guys for listening. There's so much more to talk about. Check out our Substack at shieldmaidsofmissouri.substack.com. We appreciate your listening. We'll be back next week with another segment. Stick with us. There's so much more to talk about. We'll see you next week.
Travel exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
Hi, this is Billy Bush. If you know me, you know I love to travel with my family. There is nothing better. When planning our vacation, we rely on Archer Luxury Travel. Deanna Archer, owner of this family business, makes sure our vacation experience is a great one. Give Deanna a call when you're planning your vacation. That's Archer Luxury Travel.
Call Archer today, 832-474-9038 or online at archerluxurytravel.com.
Bring the kids to Colton's Steakhouse and Grill at Orala. Mondays, kids 12 and under eat from a kids menu for only $2.99. Thursday's a pasta special. Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday prime rib for just $21.95. If you need catering, Colton's has a chef on staff to create whatever you want, not just menu items. Colton's private dining rooms are filling up fast. Call 573-426-4240 or visit them at 1675 North Bishop Avenue in Orala. Colton's Steakhouse and Grill, where they truly know what's at stake.
First impressions count, and your door is the first thing people see. Custom door transformations can enhance your home's curb appeal without the hassle. They add glass to existing steel wood, fiberglass doors on site in as little as 2 hours, no new door required. It's a unique concept that saves an entire door and frame replacement. Add class with our glass. No mess, no door replacement, and most importantly, it saves you money. Custom door transformations. Call 314-665-1882 or online at customdoortransformations.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it is free.
Well, you really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Get the Real Talk Radio Network anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman. KVMO Vandalia. KRTE Steelville. The voice of freedom.